Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live, but all talk, no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at your girl on the MZ underscore STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, all talk, no filter at Twitter, and we do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, the whole family at Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all because we going in. That's what we do. So without any further ado, let's get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star, what's the word?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Poppy. Good Sunday, everybody. Good Sunday. What's good? What's good, STL? What's good, Niecy?
No,
baby.
I'm feeling better. I woke up, man. Man, all the stuff in the air. I had a headache. I had to shake it off, you know, because the show must go on, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. But how y'all doing?
I'm crazy. Crazy. I slept all fucking day, you know, so. This will be my only day off that I have until next Saturday, so I'm just going tomorrow, just going full force with it, with the work week.
They busting your balls?
No, I mean they ain't busting my balls, but you know it's going to be a long week. It's going to be a long week, but you know it's all good though. I got my rest and everything like that, so it is what it is.
Gotta get to the money. If you don't get it, somebody else will get it.
Gotta get to the bag. Like Niecy said, you gotta get to the bag, son. Word up.
The bag queen.
Gotta get the bag.
But I heard that when I think of that, what was that, Erykah Badu? When I think of that Erykah Badu song, I don't know why she's popping my head that bag lady.
Bag lady.
You heard me, because Niecy be about that bag. You heard me. You already know what it is. Hey, real quick, we're going to get into the Dollhouse Radio announcements, and we'll be right back. Let's get it. Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk, No Filter, Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dalhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dalhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not tuning in, you live with All Talk No Filter on Dial House Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something and you want to say something, hit the one. We got you. But where they do that at?
Hey, yo, they do this in Wisconsin, kid. This shit is fucked up. Like this shit is real fucked up. Like, I mean, imagine you trying to teach somebody how to drive, like you know your son or your daughter how to drive for the first time, and you encounter the worst possible road rage possible while teaching your kid how to drive. Now let me get into this shit. Tracy Smith. Mother from Wisconsin, she's 46 years old. She was teaching her teenage son how to drive. She was in the passenger seat, of course. Her son was approaching Milwaukee clothing store. As the teen was proceeding to turn left, there was a guy by the name of Matthew Lee Wilkes, 35. He was in a gold van, and he kind of cut in front of them going into the wrong lane. Now, because he cut into the wrong lane, it was causing the teenager to hit the driver's side of his van. Mm. So the accident happened. What they said, you know, the news report and the police report was saying it was a minor fender bender, like a little damage. But from that, Tracy, the mother, she got out, checked the damages of the car. You know, she was upset, of course, so she was, you know, yelling at the man. The man didn't like what she had to say, so he replied what the son said in the report. He said, "Bitch, I'll kill you." And he pulled out a gun and shot the woman point blank.
Damn.
He fled the scene. And the son had to drive his mother to the hospital. Later, that's where she died. Tracy was a member of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections for 23 years. So when they actually found this guy, Matthew Lee Wilkes, 25, they found that he was in possession of a gun, even though he was a felon. They actually went to his house. Found a whole bunch of drugs, like cocaine, money, drugs, the whole nine. And he is holding custody right now, and his bond is $10,000. Where do they do that at when you're just going through a simple lesson to teach your child how to drive, and you encounter the worst possible road rage ever where it could end up taking your life? That's – I mean, if that ain't a lesson there, that's some fucked up shit, because there's a lot of people out here. And the fucked up thing about it is the person who had the road rage was the one who was wrong.
Right.
I don't understand that. And then you had to take her life just because she say something to you about how you're driving and everything like that. That whole story was fucked up. I'm sorry that the son had to witness that firsthand. That's fucked up. What do y'all think about that shit?
I mean, my thing is, well, first of all, if you, St. Louis, can't nobody fucking drive. I'm going to say that. Them motherfuckers around here, they drive reckless. They drive uninsured. They give no fucks. I'm telling you, they will hit and run is like what they do. motherfucker will stir off on you and be gone. I've seen the motherfucker get hit by a car and they kept on going. So, but my thing is, I mean, he was definitely wrong there. You can't make anything, any of his actions were not right. I don't give a fuck what she said. I don't care what she called him. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. When you when you teach your kids how to drive, because I had to take driver's ed. That was how I got in the door, because my mama, she used to, like, she worked a lot. We wasn't doing all that, so I learned through driving then. But my thing is, it doesn't matter what she said to him. He was fucking wrong as hell. I couldn't imagine having to drive my mom to the hospital because an enraged driver shot my mother. He deserves whatever the fuck they give him. Niecy, if that was you or your kids, you teaching your kids how to drive, because, Niecy, you something else. What would you have said? If it resulted in an accident, what would have been your response?
I probably would have been cussing him out, but then again, you'd be in shock, you know what I'm saying? Because any type of accident would shake you up, you know what I mean? Especially with your kids, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. You know, I kill a rock about my little bitches, my children. So, you know,
I'd be dead. You killed me with this.
Yeah, but he was dead wrong for, you know what I'm saying? Let's say I kill you, bitch. That's more than road rage. He had something else going on. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't just, you know, the road rage. It was definitely a lot more involved, you know. On
sound like he wanted to go back to jail to me.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe he got a little boo thing in there. He couldn't wait to get back to. So,
I don't know about all of that, but he was dead wrong for that right there. That's sad too. That baby had to see that. That's really sad. You know, your mother gets shot right there. He'll never be the same. And now he may have anger issues. You know, from this point on. You know, that's really sad. It's a sad situation. Just the whole thing, all, you know. Hey, look, he deserved to be put under the goddamn jail. Fuck the jail. Or the prison. Put under that bitch. He killed her without no, you know.
Straight balance.
No consideration. No nothing. Just didn't give a fuck. And I know somebody who got 20 years for some shit like that. You know, they out now, but you know what I mean? That's some shit that's hard to believe. Like, what would cause you to just do some shit like that? Why? You know what I mean? That shit's crazy.
I'm talking about $10,000? That's fucking nothing.
Yeah,
that's cheap as shit.
$10,000.
Yeah, I was expecting something higher.
That ain't nothing but $1,000. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. You kidding?
And on top of that, it wasn't even just that itself. It's, you know, him, you know, not only shooting and killing a woman, but he has a firearm and he's a felon and he did a violation on the traffic. And when the police actually searched his crib, he had drugs in the crib, more guns and money. So
it still only got $10,000. Wow. That's fucked up. So he ran from the situation. It sounds like he ran from the situation.
He did. He did. As soon as it happened, they said he did a U-turn and sped out.
Oh,
well, the son had to drive his mom.
Come on now. That boy pulled that phone out and stopped recording. You know how the children do.
And they had cameras all around that. So they, you know, the police,
absolutely,
they pulled up the cameras and seen what was going on and
sad.
Exactly.
But where did you say this happened at?
Milwaukee.
Oh well, I thought you said Maryland. I was about to say, yeah, they got cameras every motherfucking way out there.
Shit, that's everywhere. When I walk outside, I look around. It's eyes on the sky. You know, even today, they done bought drones into the situation. They got drones out here that just patrolling cities now. So don't just think that it's just, you know, the regular camera that you can see with the eye. You'd be surprised. you'd be surprised. You can't do anything. Not that this needed to go unseen, but you can't do anything without a camera being present, somebody having a camera phone. People have their phones in their hands almost every second of the day, for real, unless they're sleeping. Now, no motherfuckers is sleeping with their phones. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, he deserves it, man. He deserves whatever he gets. $10,000 bond, that ain't shit. I don't know what they was thinking with that.
He probably got right out. You know? Huh? Nigga probably got rat out. But he should, you said he was on parole or something like that, and he should.
He shouldn't have been able to bail out at all.
He should be still sitting. He shouldn't be released, even though he got $10,000 bail. They probably knew. But stop, they knew that he wasn't going to be able to get out. I mean, if the parole officer had any sense, hell, the judge didn't. If the parole, they should have put a block on him getting out anyway, even if he put that down. You know what
right.
I'm saying? He could have been able. He should have been blocked. But you know, the judge is as stupid as that. You know what the fuck a parole? You know, because you know a lot of times the motherfucker could still get bailed out. You know, some places it's like you innocent before being. You know.
Mm.
But then again, you got some places you guilty, and you got to prove your innocence. But in this case, you just shot a whole woman. You shot this woman down in cold blood. I mean, you just like straight shot her down.
Right.
Unbelievable for bumping your car.
We definitely got to think about the mentality and the mental state of these people out here. Like the next story that I got, you know, it's crazy. It's a little light, you know, lighter than a story I just did before. But have you ever heard of somebody who's transracial?
Wait a minute, hold on. See, wait a minute. I want to see where you're going with this because I am of a mixed ethnicity. I want to see where we're going with this.
There's a difference between actually being mixed and being transracial. Just like the term transsexual, when you have a gender who is aspiring to be the complete opposite, this is exactly what the case is. It's somebody who is one ethnicity who claims to be or wants to be an entire different ethnicity. There's this guy in Florida. His name is Jadu. Born white male, Adam. His name is Adam. But he considers himself a Filipino. As a child, he was intrigued in the whole culture of the Philippines. He would watch documentaries, he would go to the culture festivals and everything like that, and because he was so intrigued in it, now he's living himself as a Filipino male, meanwhile he was actually born a Caucasian male. This is like the same thing as the white woman who I forgot her name. Rachel Durazo or something like that.
She was the
white woman who was president of the NAACP at one time.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she was born white, but living as a black woman. I didn't know that was an actual thing where people, you know, I mean, I guess, but that's totally, I never heard that term before, transracial. Can you do that? I mean, how is that even possible?
Look here, people spend, if they got it, they gonna spend it, and people will spend their money to get where they want to be as far as their looks. If it's tucking, pulling, tanning, stretching, it doesn't matter. If people want to have a certain look, they will do what they have to do to get there. I mean, people do it every day. The stars do it. Shit, they tuck and pull and tan and because they got the money. But look at these stars and look how they look, you know, when they first came out as opposed to now. You know what I'm saying? Even though I look, and I'm finna go there. So if you got something to say to me, you can say it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm finna go there. The whole, I didn't believe it, but the whole vitiligo thing, love me some Michael Jackson.
love him. No disrespect, but I did not buy the vitiligo thing. I think the brother was getting bleached. How many people out here have you seen, especially African-Americans, that have these reality show chicks, they love to run out and get bleached. Think about how some people looked a few years ago and how they look now. It happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that girl that was from, I want to say, Jamaica on Love & Hip Hop. I don't even watch that shit no more, but was on Love & Hip Hop. And she came with the long weave, and then she went and got her skin bleached and all this, and they wanted to give her a psychiatric evaluation. Some people, it's in their heart that much that they want to be a part of a certain ethnicity that they're willing to alter their bodies. They do what they got to do. I mean, I can't say too much about it. I mean, do your thing. It's your fucking body. It's your money. I think it's stupid, but that's my opinion. I don't know, Nisha,
right.
What you think about it? You there, Honey Dip?
Oh, I'm sorry. What you say? Did you call me?
No,
honey?
I was saying. What did you think about what he was saying? Was about all that, and a man trying to change his ethnicity and do all that.
Yeah. That's a little messy. I've seen that also on the Love & Hip Hop stuff, and I feel like do what you want to do with your body. I want some nip and tuck too. Shit, the fuck.
What you gonna nip and tuck? And don't say
ass. His belly, goddamn it! Nip and tuck this motherfucker's belly. I don't give a fuck.
all that
bleaching and stuff. That shit is really very dangerous. Bleaching the skin and everything. I think it's very dangerous, you know what I'm saying? That shit can become cancerous, all type of shit.
Oh,
motherfuckers definitely don't need to be, you know what I'm saying? And then they complain later on, like, damn, I'm sick. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you a question. What if you was, let's say you was dealing with, you know, somebody business-wise and everything, and let's say it was a cultural thing, and you go and let's say you're dealing with a person that you believe to be that he's Filipino. So you got all these expectations and ideas of what this man is supposed to look like, and then when you actually see this man looks like Bob Saget from Full House.
He said Bob Saget.
True. And then you find out that then after when you kind of puzzled and you scratching your head wondering what the hell's going on, and he says, "Oh, I'm transracial," and you be like, "What the
but
fuck
how
is
can
a
you
transracial?
Claim to be Filipino? How can you claim to be Filipino? What did he have? Like the eyes were chinchy? What? I mean,
I think he's in the transition of doing that."
You can't claim it until
Caucasian.
You get something started. The fuck?
Yeah, but he's a Caucasian male trying to, you know, act like he's a Filipino male. He don't have it mixed. It's not like it's within him, but he's actually trying to change his appearance to look more Asian. So... It's weird. Like, I never heard that before.
I've never heard
transracial.
Of anything like that.
Like, that's the whole thing. I'm like, I didn't know people was out here doing this. I mean,
you got people who want to look like
animals.
Right, you got people
coming up with
who want to look like Ken dolls. Come on, man. They always spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to look like Barbie dolls and Ken dolls. You got motherfuckers on her that like the lady that wanted to look like a cat. Have you seen her fucking face? She looks horrendous. She looks I don't know how old. I ain't going to put my age out there, but I don't know if y'all remember Beauty and the Beast from back in the day where that's who the fuck she looks like. The dude that wanted to look like a Ken doll, so he had his fucking ribs removed. I mean, people really, I can't really talk about the next person because I ain't no perfect motherfucker myself. And it's hard as hell being black, but I would never reach my skin. I might be light-skinned, but in the eyes of everybody else, I am still a black woman. So it is what it is. This is the card God dealt me, and I'm playing the hand. You know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is. We're going to keep it pushing forward, man, because you know we got to get into that hot seat. Because you know we got to get into the thing that happened with your boy Kevin Hart. Oh, my God. I kind of know how y'all feel about this because the more the details are starting to unfold, I'm like, what the fuck? So real quick, we're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be right back. We're going to get into that Lone Star J, They Mad. We'll be right back. Let's go. Y'all hold. Comedian, well, not everybody, because, you know, but most of the world's favorite comedian, Kevin Hart, recently was in a horrific accident. He had a major fractures to his spine. So he had surgery done so far, and that was successful, but he has a long, long way to go with more surgeries and rehab. Okay. So he got the money to do it. He refurbished a 1970 Plymouth Barracuda. I mean, it was super dope. Now, I don't know if this is going to put him in some hot water, but the Plymouth Barracuda does not have it comes without two very important things. One, it doesn't come with a roll cage. And the roll cage is the piece of the frame that if you're ever in a, you know, a rollover accident, it helps protect, it protects the people inside the car. And it doesn't have the harness. It only has the lap belt restraints. So he was actually riding with two other people, and they're really mostly covering Kevin. You're really not hearing a lot about the other people that were in the car. You would think that it was just him, but no, there was his friend Jared Black and Jared Black's girlfriend Rebecca were in the also in the car, and they were both injured. So they pulled the Jared Black was found pinned behind. They had to cut him out of the driver's seat. So it's kind of speculation at this point who was actually driving. You know, with car accidents, you can start in one place in the car, and if it's an accident that's bad, you can come out. You know, people fly out the windows of cars. So what I thought, this is what I thought was fucked up, and this is my opinion. I need your opinion on this. He was pulled out. He was seen by a bystander that called. The bystander that called in and was also trying to report to the 911 dispatcher what was going on. Kevin was pulled from the wreckage by his security and taken back to his house. He went home, even with the spinal injuries and all. And they could have fucked him up even more moving him like that. Because, you know, something like that is supposed to bring you out on that board and all that, your neck, I've been there. So I just thought it was kind of fucked up that his security pulled him out of the wreckage and took him home. Then when he gets home, that's when a call was made from his residence about, they didn't identify the woman that called in about the fact that he came in apparently mangled and fucked up, not really knowing what was going on with him, and that's when he was rushed to the hospital. Is it just me, or I felt like that was fucked up, that they would, I know that's your security, however, I would not want my security to just pull me out the car because they're there for me, and then take me to safety, and I felt like, what about the other fucking people? Like, I feel like y'all left them to die. Like, if you seen the pictures of the car, it looked bad. It looked worse than your car did, Rap Star. And you look like you should have never walked away out of that accident. But you did, and you're here, and we thank everybody. We love you for that. However, what do y'all think about the security pulling him out and taking him to safety, like taking him home?
Listen.
What do y'all think about that?
Who saw? Someone actually saw the other person driving?
No, the gentleman.
It sounded to me like they switched the bodies. Like they put the other person in the seat.
But he was pinned. They had to cut him out of the driver's seat. So how would you do that?
So,
he was pinned. They had to cut him out.
Well, that's the crazy part. So security followed them driving. That shit is weird. But then, sounds like right to me. That's fucked up, though. You just going to leave the folks, go home, what, chill for a minute, and then call the police?
Mm-hmm.
They could have died. They could have died. I'd be wanting a good sim.
You said what?
I mean, it's your choice. It's your choice to drive. You know, I'm pretty sure the dude knew the situation with the car and all this extra shit that was not done, you know what I'm saying, with the car. But it's like it comes to a point like you knew that the car was fucked up and you still took a chance on driving it, knowing, you know what I'm saying, speeding and turning corners and, you know what I'm saying, going in circles like where they probably live at, them, you know, mountainy areas, driving like that, you know what your chances is, because most of the super rich motherfuckers, they live up in them type of areas, you know, everything going around in circles because they got to be hidden from everybody, you know, so the chances of that is an accident, you know, so it's like, what would a judge say? What would the police say? You know what I mean? Like, damn, you don't know what the... It's fucked up. I don't even know what to say about the whole situation because it's just fucked up. You left them people to die. That shit is crazy. Look, I want some money.
Like,
I want
this
some
out.
Money.
Wait, I'm not done. Because
they got to pay who?
The lady. The young
they
lady
pay
I
for
told
they
you
medical
about.
Now.
Look, the young lady I told you about, how about, he had the whole system set up in the back. So you got your speakers, probably 15s on him, 12s, 15s. So the young lady is in the middle. This is really a two-seater car at this point. She shouldn't have been.
Ain't nobody talking about her damages
or
his.
Why the fuck is the woman in
crazy.
The back? I'm just saying.
Wow.
I want to go. I want to ride. Let me ride. You know, that's what she said. I want to ride. Let me go. I can fit in the back. Shit, damn it. I'll sit on the roof. Fuck it. where the fuck she ended up at in the back. For real, that shit is crazy.
Rap star, what's your thing?
Yo,
what's your to put in?
I'm with Niecy. I'm with Niecy. That shit just, I don't know. I mean, you know what? There could be a certain instance, and it's no excuse. But I remember, like, when I was in an accident, even though I felt okay and, you know, I didn't go to the hospital. I didn't want to go to the hospital because I was like, nah, I'm fine, this, that, and the third. But when my sister picked me up and she took me to her house first, we had our mom on the speakerphone and she ordered my sister to take me to the hospital. There could have been an instance where they was, you know, following his orders just because he didn't want to go. But it is kind of fucked up and it's fishy that they wouldn't try to, of course, if they didn't want to take, if Kevin didn't want to go to the hospital, you could have looked out for the other two people that was in the car. I mean, that's a collective thing. You can't just forget about them. That's fucked up. But
like, no,
I don't really
it was
know
not
too
reported
much
that,
of it.
Right. Nobody,
right.
Any of his security staff, whoever came to his rescue, like,
and
nobody
he didn't get no
like,
charges
stayed
for
back.
That shit. He didn't get no charges for this car being illegal.
No, it was.
You know what I mean? He said, I don't know much about all these little parts that you're saying, but to me, without it being on there, you would think that it would, you know, that's a risk. That's a risk not just to yourself, but other people too. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if they had hit another car? I mean, I know it's a big what if and everything because there was no one else there, but it could have happened. Like, that puts other lives at danger as well. You know, I want some money. They gonna need.
Well, you know,
he better be paying for all their medical,
absolutely.
Paying for their family well being. You know what I'm saying? Paying their bills because that bitch in the back is fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
She not fucked up because we ain't hearing nothing but about him, which I think is kind of selfish. That's selfish. You know what I'm saying? We need to be hearing about what's going on with them folks, too. He had this car made like that. And who the fuck did the work knowing that the shit ain't right?
Well, you know what?
Because I know he sat there and put that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck put...
It's when you get those old cars, a restored car, that's what I'm looking for. When you get those older cars, you know, it wasn't until a certain time that they were using the whole, harness where you had the lap part and the part
that
went across your chest. Huh?
But can't you get those put in?
I was gonna say that I don't know why when he had them to reach because you put
a couple million. Shit, he got the
couple.
Money. The fuck?
That's what I'm saying. I don't really understand.
You see that shit on that car show every day. They get shit put in. There's no excuse. He got it.
You put a system in it.
Knew this, knew that. Nigga, you made a whole car. You should be able to get the shit right. I blame that totally on him. You know what I'm saying? I want some money. If I was any of them, and you probably, and they, you know she fucked up. He fucked up, but you know she fucked up back there in the back with all of anything and everything where ain't even a fucking a realistic seat at. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. That bitch know like I know she may never, the other two may not never walk again. Damn. And he left you motherfuckers for dick. Girl, I probably would have been losing my motherfucking mind. And I've been in accidents. So I probably would have been losing my motherfucking mind. Y'all pulling this nigga out. The car might blow up. You just going to leave me? Ain't nobody got a knife or no scissors or nothing? Cut me the fuck out. At least cut a bitch out. The fuck? Now they got to cut the bitch the fucking car up to get a motherfucker out? Are you kidding? Yo,
they said it was reported that they had to
pay,
cut him out of the car. He was in the driver's seat. I don't know if he was letting his friend drive the car and the friend got a little too rambunctious. I don't know. We don't know. All we knew from the beginning of it was that Kevin Hart was in a bad accident and he had injuries to his spine. But now it's starting to unfold. Like, okay, there were other people involved because when it first hit, the story first hit, that's all you was hearing. Kevin Hart was in a bad accident. He has injuries to his spine. See, now, when I was like a little appalled when they, you know, was talking about when they were reporting that the bystander who called in the accident saw the gentleman being, you know, that was in the driver's seat, and it was not Kevin Hart. I don't know if he, like I said, I don't know if he was letting the homie drive the car. I don't know if Kevin was fucked up, like, hey, you're less fucked up, so you take the wheel. See, we don't, it's so many variables that haven't come out yet that I can't wait to see how this unfolds. But I'm a little appalled that his security just took him and he went back to the crib knowing that you just got in an accident like that and you walked away and left people there. That's cold. And I'm not saying, you don't even know, he could have been unconscious. I don't know if it was instructed. I'm not saying none of that. I'm not saying any of that. We don't, no one has touched on that. Whether he said, hey man, get me home. Hey man, give me some help. He could have been unconscious and they said, oh shit, Kevin, and pulled him out. But goddamn, you just left the people in the car? Nothing? Did any of the squad even pick up that cell phone to call the police, help call the police or report it? This is a bystander who had nothing to do with any of this. This is no security, no nothing. This is just a person that saw the accident scene and saw what was going on. So, man, the least he's, and it's so crazy because if he's conscious and in the hospital and then went to surgery and came out, they better take that motherfucking pump away from his ass, and he needs to say something. Because I know they probably gave him that little pump. You can pump that shit every couple minutes. Because he's probably in a lot of pain, but I'm just saying, can we do some damage control? Can a PR person be apologetic, empathetic, like, oh, my God, sorry that this is going on. We going to make sure everything's taken care of, you know, yada, yada, yada. Where ain't nobody saying nothing. This is definitely an instance where you don't fucking wait and let people come to their own assumptive conclusions about these other people that are injured and cut out of cars. I still ain't heard nothing past that about the young lady that was supposedly had been in the back with the sister. What the fuck? What's she even doing in the back? Why y'all got the lady in the back? Fuck, you ain't let her drive the car and be in the passenger seat. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. I think the shit's crazy, and I think this is gonna be, if this just gets swept under the rug and you don't hear nothing else about it, this is just the power of money. Has to be. That's all I can equate that to. The power of fucking money to make something go away. And you know, because when these celebrities, when something happened, you hear about it just to highlight. And then a week or two later, it's like, well, damn, what happened to such and such? Did he live? Is he cool? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. All I know is I want to pray for the people in the accident, Kevin included, you know what I'm saying, the other two people that was in this car, because, my God, they're all lucky to be walking around still. And I hope the gentleman that had to get cut out of the car, because you haven't heard anything else about that other than the fact that it was reported that he was cut out of the car. So I'm just, man, Godspeed. That's all I can say. Let's pray for them and their families and speedy recovery. And I'm not just going to say speedy recovery for Kevin Hart, and I'm a huge Kevin Hart fan. Speedy recovery to everybody that was involved in that situation. That is fucking horrible. Because I've been in some bad accidents before. So, yeah, that's crazy.
And those memes that they coming out with, y'all know y'all ain't right. Y'all ain't right.
Nothing. I haven't seen the memes yet.
You ain't seen the memes yet? Yo, there was this one meme that had one of them Fisher Price little cars, and it was leaned up on it, and it said, "Damn, you know, I hope Kevin Hart, you know,
makes it out of this car crash. I was like, yo, they're fucked up. Then it was another meme with him in a wheelchair saying Ride Along 3.
Listen, speedy recovery, we know there is no speedy recovery like that. You got to have hella surgeries, and, you know, I'm speaking for everybody, all three of them. Ain't no speedy recovery. Shit, I'm still in motherfucking pain, okay? I've been on pain for years, but I make pain look pretty, you know what I mean? And then just being in another accident, like, there is no speedy recovery with none of this shit. Once, when you're truly hurt, you know what I'm saying? You're physically hurt, especially your fucking spine. I can imagine if they had beats going on and she was up there in the back of the goddamn car, all the motherfuckers, the sound system is all up in her ass. You know what I'm saying? Speedy recovery. There is no speedy recovery. So, I mean, people say that because that's the, you know, the first thing to say, well, I hope you feel better. Bitch, I don't feel better yet. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Better be just get the surgery. He's going to be fucked up. And what about, I just want to know about the rest of the people. At this point, fuck him. What's going on with the lady? What's going on with the other dude? The other dude was driving. He put himself at that risk and shit. The bitch did too. Why is the cat? But what's going on with them? Let's be more concerned. Let's be concerned about them. Why? Because he got $2.50 extra more than what everybody else got. You know what I'm saying? They might be damn near about to die. What's going on with the other folks? Especially the woman. Because I'm a woman. Fuck that at the end of the day. Speed recovery. The fuck? Ain't man one of them going to speed up and be healing. They all got to have some type of surgery. And you all got to have some type of, I get tired of that. Motherfuckers be like, I hope you feel better. Bitch, I've been fucked up, first of all, for the second accident I was ever in. It's fucking 2001, and I wasn't even driving. You know what I'm saying? I was a fucking passenger. You know, so at the end of the day, and then I just was an accident. Oh, I hope you feel better. Bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up, I get tired of hearing that. Because it's not that shit. I hope I feel better, too. I hope I feel better, too. But 9 times out of 10 is I was already fucked up. It ain't been feeling better. But again, I make pain look pretty. You know what I'm saying? Oh. What's going on with this girl? You know the bitch in the back? Like, come on. You know, and the driver. The fuck? They don't feel better. I hate that shit. Hope you feel better. Bitch, if you don't shut your ass the fuck up. I take that shit. I, like, really take that shit to heart because I couldn't even go to the store. I'm so tired and I ain't feel good today. And I need to be on Sam's come. Like, you know, I mean, thank God I'm about to have surgery in a few months. Like, come on, I hope you feel better. Bitch, I hope I feel better, too. How about that? But I think people that's say that because that's a natural thing to fucking say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You send me a card or something. The fuck all that. Say the word. Hope you feel better. Shit. Every day going to be a different day. You know? Fuck. That shit gets... Who the fuck is out there? Shoot each other now. Ambulance, police, everything. Mm-mm. Feel better. Don't be saying that shit, STL.
What? I hope you feel better.
No?
No?
All right. Because you know goddamn well he ain't going to feel better. You know ain't none of them going to feel better. That bitch still got beating in her ass right now. So, you know.
Shit, that might have been what saved her ass is that motherfucking probably 15s that he had, 12s or whatever he had back there. Because you know they saw
him. Beating like a motherfucker. Look, they thought he had the music blasted, flying. Damn shame. I don't know, but I wonder, will he get any type of charges for that car like that? Or, you know, the people who did it. I don't know. It's all sad. It's sad.
I think it should be mandated.
Fuck feel better. Be grateful to be still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fact.
Something like that could kill them. Shit. I thought they was drinking when I first heard it come on, you know, across the radio and all that. But those who still listen to radio, me, I first heard it come up.
They
like,
still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You one of the last Mohicans?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to the radio all the time. I be trying to win shit.
Hell nah. That's what's up, man. Hey, Rico, we went over, of course. But Honey Dip, I mean, what's popping with you? What's up with them Honey Dip thoughts, man? You cool?
Girl, I'm good. I don't know. I try to keep my motherfucking ass woke. I'm supposed to be at the store. I'm mad in the motherfucker. I started to cancel a show and go to the store. But I looked over at the time, and I said, bitch, you will never make it. By the time you take your long-ass goddamn quick shower, get dressed, and you try to get to the store, they're going to be putting your ass out. And you know I like to take my time at the store. I wouldn't be me if I didn't take my time, you know? I don't know. I was tired today, extremely, extremely tired. And I guess with everything that I've been going through, the stress amongst other things, trying to step back and look, you know, you step on the outside of yourself and you look at what you could do different, how you could do things mm-hmm. different, what you could have did different before, you know what I'm saying? And this accident or whatever really had nothing to do with me. I was just in a city vehicle that, you know what I mean, I didn't have nothing to do. I was just sitting there, you know what I mean? I was on my way to my regular people job, minding my business, you know what I'm saying? But now it's making me sit back and take a look at a lot of things that I need to do differently. Instead of me jumping into giant things, knowing my situation, you know what I'm saying? Take my time and work on some mm-hmm. I had smaller things lined up that I was trying to do. And instead, before I was like, let me just do this, rush and do this and do that, the bigger things. And after me talking to a prophet, you know, a preacher, you know, people from church and different stuff like that, you know what I mean? It made me take another outlook at different things. Don't get it twisted. I'm still in the industry. I ain't going nowhere. It's still popping.
You just got to change your name. You just got to change your name.
Yes, exactly. I did on Periscope.
Oh, okay.
They said change my name. They said change my name. And the reason, you know, some people may not understand, but I will be making an appearance that I didn't expect. I mean, I know these people from this church asked me to make, and if they want me to tell my story, testimony my story. Next year, I don't know what month, I can't tell you that, but I will be in Charlotte, North Carolina, at one of the biggest churches that's out there. That's all I've been told is a whole service is, I'm taking on the whole service. They want me to tell my story. I guess they're trying to get their bag together.
What you gonna do about your mouth? Your mouth.
I know.
Yes,
well,
yes,
listen,
yes,
I know
your
I can't
mouth.
They prepping me for that. They're prepping me for that because I told them, I talked like a sailor. The man was like, what? I was like, I am who I am, and I'm a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to, like I told him, I'm still going to pop this thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to do what I got to do. You know what I mean? I'm still going to be me. But, you know, I have made changes. People who didn't know me, you know what I'm saying? The way I am now is, listen, 100 times better than the way I was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, real talk, you know. But, yeah, I do talk. I got a foul-ass mouth, but this is the whole thing. If I can't be me, I refuse to do it. What I do know is I can't be talking about I was sucking his dick and I was fucking. I got to say, you know, sex. But I can't see me saying, you know, a sexual encounter. You know, I was molested. I was raped. I'm going to say those things. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk like that. But I know that I can't say suck my dick and fuck and kiss my ass, and, you know I can't talk like that, you know, but they're prepping me, and, you know, so it's going to take the whole year to prep my motherfucking ass, so, you know, it's going to take that whole year. It's going to kill me, but if I got a whole service, what they can't do is use my name. I don't want them using my name on any flyers, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I feel like
I'm gonna be honest. I ain't gonna lie. Yes, I'm going for that. But if somebody book me for a club hosting,
you sound far away, Mama. Check your mic.
I said if I got booked for some club hosting or something out there, shit, I'm gonna take that too. You know what I mean? I'm here to give my story.
You talking about if you get booked, you out?
I ain't gonna lie.
No, I ain't gonna lie.
No, I'm gonna do what I gotta do for them. No, I'm doing that. That's not gonna change. I'm gonna do, you know, sorry, but that's, you know, that's a separate day. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, I would be there for them during the week days. You know what I'm saying? Like Wednesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Where I would give the testimony, because I noticed that's the time that he's been, you know, his slots that have been booked. But other than that, if it's on Friday and Saturday, on a Saturday night, you know, and I ain't booked with them, shit, damn right. If someone else books me during those days and I'm still there, yes, because I'm not what I'm going to be doing. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? But those that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, from what I was told, one whole service is dedicated to me. You know what I'm saying? For me to tell my story. And he knows that I'm going to bring out a crowd because he's already online saying if you noticed that we have an adult, one of our sisters that's in adult entertainment industry is what his exact words. If I recorded this shit, I don't want to put it up online. You know what I'm saying, where he speaks it. You know, I just don't want to put negativity onto the church. You know what I'm saying? But I recorded it. I just happened to catch it online when he was speaking it. You know what I'm saying? So, and they want me to come and tell my story. You know they're going to be, you know the folks coming out and be dropping that money. You know they're going, you know, they definitely going to come out. So.
You know, that's one of the biggest sinners is in church. Gonna have a parishioner, you're gonna have them coming up to you after the fact.
Listen, I'm a work in progress. Hopefully, these other things that I have going on and I'm trying to sit my ass still and actually get started on this book or whatever. Everybody has been saying it. It's just my life. I've been involved in so many things. You know what I'm saying? When you're 100 years old, you know, as little I did, it's very little I haven't been involved in my life, you know? So, I don't know. I know that it will be a lot of parts for me. It's going to be more than one book because it's way too much to fit in one, and it's become confusing. So, you know, just trying to look for publicists and, you know, to help and, you know, with this book. You know, it's a lot going on. But once again, taking steps back and looking at myself and what I need to do differently. You know what I mean?
Just when you go, just make sure you take bigger, because I need to see this, so I'm going to need him to record it. So when you go, have him record it, or give him your phone, let him record it, because I want to see this. I want to see, and tell him there were no T-shirts. Don't wear no white T-shirt. Tell him act right. Don't wear no white T-shirt.
I'll have to take this motherfucker's food so he go get some goddamn clothes, but baby. And a bag. And a bag.
See something with a collar on it or something. Don't make it white.
Okay. I'm done with you. I don't know.
Look,
at the end of the day, for me, it's just making changes, but it is what it is. I will, though, hey, all that's, you know, a work in progress, but I will be, with no doubt, in New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey, October 23rd through the 28th, I think it is, 27th, because I leave on the 28th. I come back home on the 28th, I believe. I am going to be available that whole time, except for when I'm at the convention. It's during Exotica Week, not just the weekend, but I will be there a couple days early, just like I was in Chicago a couple days early. The reason for me coming for a couple days early is because if I don't come a couple days early, I will end up being late. So I realized that I have to do things and be there early. So by me being there early,
damn, everybody going on one of the end of October. I got to put plans in motion. All right, honey, dear, tell them how to get at you though.
I'm on everything. My name, Niecy Honey Dip, everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't miss me. And nothing underscored. Those are fake pages. I'm trying to get them shut down. Those are fake pages. Anything that got an underscore in it is not me. My Instagram, I've been having issues with the Instagram shit. They reporting or some shit. I don't even understand. My first Instagram, they shut the motherfucker down. I started over. I can't put hardly shit on the motherfucker. So you know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. My one Facebook, I get out of block and they put a bitch back in block. I be out for a day. They go searching for shit. I thought I deleted everything that could be negative. They don't like me, you know. But, of course, Instagram and Facebook is all connected. But I do have multiple Facebooks. Either way it go. If you see anything that says Niecy Honey Dip, whether it's together or apart, no, absolutely no underscores. Those are all fake pages on social media. You know, I do have a new Niecy Honey Dip page, too, all in the words with the number 2. New Twitter, but it's not new, but it still has Niecy Honey Dip 2 in there. Either way it goes, it's Niecy Honey Dip. Do not follow or friend request anything with underscores in it. Those are not me. I ain't Niecy Honey Dip underscore. None of that. I'm bookable through my manager, Ralph underscore. Now, his email got underscore Ralph underscore Terry at hotmail.com. And again, I am definitely going to be in Edison, New Jersey in October during Exotica weekend. If you don't know what Exotica is, please Google it. That's on social media too, Exotica with 3 X's, you know, for triple X. I am available for hostings. I'm available for your live radio shows, whatever type of radio shows you have, interviews, photo shoots, movies, you know, anything and everything. I am going to be available for that during that time. If you want me to be anywhere other than that, just contact my manager. He will set it up. And if it isn't during that time, y'all going to need to be Cash App ready. You know what I mean? You know, the thing that I don't charge for is interviews, of course. I don't charge for the interviews, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's promotion for me as well as you, you know? So, but I'm available. Fuck that. I might be in some pain, but a couple drinks cure that.
Yo, you can hit me up on my Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Also got a second one, Cameron Cortez the second. That's my backup page. I'm on that one more than my first page now because, you know, I'm trying to build up my following. You can also hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstore412. You can hit me up on my YouTube, Rapstore412. SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com, Rapstore. Check out my old shit, my new shit. Got some new shit coming up in a couple of months and everything. As soon as I get everything all situated with, you know, the car and everything else, you know, I'm finna get my new car within this month or next month. So everything slowly but surely coming together, and I'll be back on my A-game stunting 101 like I told y'all. But you know what it is.
That's what's up. Hey, you know what it is. We here every week, same bad time, same bad channel. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We appreciate you for listening on demand. We're going to roll up out here with that old Rap Store 412. Holla. We out.
Yeah.
Hurricane Cam. These new niggas, they fucking with my raps. Pussy niggas with dicks get added to you got a 69. My punchlines like getting hit with a little Uzi. Aim like Kodak, you won't hear a little peep. I'm spitting balls till I croak, and I'm an iceberg to you Titanic, so fuck your little boat. Look, see, there's a difference between metaphors and real rap. How a nigga with metaphors can really rap. Fuck you with rap stars, music, let me hear you holler.
I'll talk my filter down on radio. Yeah.